School choice has been a hot topic in Arizona over the past several months as critics of a plan to expand the state's school voucher program collected enough signatures to refer the new law to the ballot. A lawsuit challenging that effort is pending, but new research shows a lot of Arizona families are making choices when it comes to their kids' education that have nothing to do with vouchers. And the show's Mark Brody is here with more on that. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Steve. Yeah, the research comes from a PhD student at Yale and the Center for Student Achievement, and it finds that nearly half of Maricopa County students are not going to their assigned neighborhood school. To find out why and where they are going, I spoke with Ildi Lasko-Kerr. She's the chief academic officer for the Arizona Charter Schools Association and operates the Center for Student Achievement. And I asked her what stands out to her about this research.
Yeah, so school choice is really kind of a hot button topic, especially now, whether it's, you know, at a dinner party or in the news and certainly in politics. And until this study, we really haven't known very much about the magnitude or the impact of all of our school choice options in Arizona. And so it's really quite striking the number of parents that are availing themselves of their choice options in Maricopa County.
Were you surprised by where the numbers were?
I wasn't surprised because anecdotally, we've heard, you know, stories from school districts that they've had a large percentage of their students who don't attend their neighborhood schools. And you can see, even just driving down the freeway, marketing materials for school districts that are marketing to families. And so we knew that the choice was a significant factor. We just didn't really have any statistics until this study came out. And so looking at the actual magnitude, 4 out of 10 kids don't attend their neighborhood public school is a pretty striking number. And it's really a little... It's deceiving in that it's a conservative statistic. This is really only looking at elementary schools within Maricopa County. So we're not looking at online students. We're not looking at students in high school.
So you think it's more?
We actually think that the number will be greater if we had all of those other data points to include.
Why do you think it is that so many families are choosing to either send their kids to a district school that is not their neighborhood school or to a charter school?
So when we look at the charter and include charter schools in this study, which is the contribution that we made from at the Center for Student Achievement, our partner is a grad student from Yale who did the district data analysis. It's really almost 50% of students. Students that are attending a school that they're not assigned to. I think a lot of that is, you know, parents who are looking for particular program options, trying to find the right fit for their student and realizing that they have a lot of options to choose from. And this study really does support the fact that parents know that they have options available to them and they seek those options out.
Now, for folks who are not fans of school choice or of charter schools, these numbers seem to be sort of bolstering their argument that the expansion of school choice in Arizona is maybe not doing great for district schools. If families are choosing not to send their students to their neighborhood school, that school is obviously not getting the money that that student would bring with them. Is there a concern that by having so many people not going to their neighborhood assigned school, that it's hurting the public education system, at least in Maricopa County?
Well, this study actually shows that the majority of parents are choosing another district option. So the majority of school choice is still happening within the traditional district sector. The analysis that we looked at was really within a district, what are your choices? And so we have students that attend a school that's in the same district that they're zoned for, but maybe not their neighborhood school. And then we have certainly have students who are attending schools in other districts that they're not zoned for. But the vast majority, the lion's share of choice options right now are still being served through the district landscape. Only 16% of students in this study were going to a charter school option.
You mentioned that part of the reason for this, you think, is because parents are looking for specific programs. Is there a great disparity or difference between the kinds of programs that, for example, one elementary school in a particular district offers from another?
I think it can be based on what their parents are asking for. So I think if you look at even school district websites and the way that they market themselves or communicate their program offerings, because districts know that they are competing for student enrollment with other school districts. Schools know that they're competing for enrollment within their own district to partnering elementary schools and middle schools and high schools as an example. I think you see more of a niche programming or specialized types of programming to attract particular students to their schools.
So I want to ask you about the title of an article you wrote about this study, which is called Are District Attendance Zones Obsolete? Do you foresee a time when there won't be an assigned neighborhood school for district schools? I mean, where students and their families can basically go anywhere they want?
Well, that's actually happening now, right? So in 1994, our state legislature passed two really seminal school choice policies. One was open enrollment, and the second was the charter school law. And the open enroll statute basically says any parent can open enroll their student to another school as long as that school has capacity and that they can transport them to that location. And so really, I think this study is really showing that parents in large numbers are already doing that. The question is, you know, will that continue to expand? And a lot of that, I think, has to do with how much marketing effort a school district's going to put in to make parents aware of their offerings, the programs and support that they have for their for students, and to see how much they're willing to exert in terms of effort to get students to enroll in their school.
I want you to look into your crystal ball for just a minute here. 5 years from now, what do you think these numbers are going to be relative to what this study found that they are now?
If I had a crystal ball, I think that these numbers are only going to increase, especially if we have access to better information and more data.
All right. Ildi Lasgo-Kerr with the Center for Student Achievement in the Arizona Charter Schools Association. Ildi, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thank you for having me.